Sheldon, you guys didn't lead the entire game, still got 2 points. What does it say about the fight of this group?
Yeah, it was good. Good sign of some resilience. We've been winning all sorts of different ways, and this is a unique one here today. But I liked how our guys just kind of stayed with it. You know, the way that our season's gone, it could be a little bit easier to just say, it's not really our day, and some of the bounces are catching up to us. But I like how we fought right to the end. I mean, penalty kill in overtime. We grind that out after it was a tough night for the PK. Joe Wall stands strong right to the very last shot to win the shootout. So a lot of really good signs for our guys to persevere through it.
And you mentioned Joseph Wall standing strong. Did you think that he got a lot more comfortable as the game went on?
Yeah, I did. I also thought that, you know, we did a little more to help him out. I mean, when you look at the first few goals there, there's a backdoor tap in, a high tip on the power play, a breakaway. We got to do a better job of helping him out there. But yeah, I thought he made some good saves. And then, you know, he's got tested in the shootout, obviously, and, you know, he aced that test.
And I thought, did you think the line of Pierre, Pontus, and Garrett were sharp tonight?
I did. I thought they were really good. I liked all three guys today. All three guys were creating. Garrett Wilson, you can tell, is finding his legs and finding his game. And you know, obviously, we didn't see him in Leafs camp because of his injury, and it's taken a while to get him up and running here, but he's showing why he, you know, spent the better part of last season in the NHL, and a very serviceable guy in all areas of the game for us. Scored a big goal. There's a lot of things, the way you want them to be done for a guy who, you know, has his skill set. So I really like that line. Pierre was really skating today. Pontus, you know, he scored a goal and had some chances, made plays. So for sure, we needed that line to create offense, and they did.
Yeah, you had a 4-on-3 penalty kill there at the end of the game. Have you even had a chance to practice something set up like that, or did you go out with that at the timeout?
Yeah, we went through it on the timeout. We haven't practiced that at all, but we had to call a timeout the other day. The games are blending together here, but to kill a 5-on-3, we had to call a timeout. A lot of the way you kill 5-on-3 similar to 4-on-3 for us, at least, so we're just kind of reminding them of that structure. Because it's a full 2 minute, though, we had a few other guys we had to bring up to speed, and I thought the guys did well. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of threat going on there. We blocked shots and we shut down lanes and cleared the puck. So that was a really good sign, like I said, to kind of cap off what was a tough night for the PK. Good? Thanks, guys.